Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Jay Williams.
What's up, boys?
The star of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We didn't have to say that to Keyshawn. He was already ready to tell us he was the star.
No, Keyshawn told us he was the star.
Yeah.
That's how it works with Key.
That's right.
A lot of times. It's more the norm than it is, you know?
And Key says, listen, I listen to you guys every day. Key says some stuff that I know, and I can hear it in your voice.
I want to reach through the screen and slap it sometimes. I'm like, hey. You didn't read that. You just came up with that in thin air. I know your ass did. But like he says, it was so much. That's what it took me a while. Like, you know, because like the reality is like we're a football network. We're like we'll jump in. We'll talk about basketball, baseball, some other topics here and there. But we're really going to dig in the trenches on football. Mm-hmm. So like the first time like talking about football every single day.
Right.
He would say stuff. I'm like, I just spoke to my cousin who plays for the Giants, and he said something differently, but you are Key, you're a Hall of Fame wide receiver. Like maybe And then like after a month, I'm like, no, you're making
stuff
up.
You can't just let him have it because he's a football guy. No, you can't just give him a pass because he's the football guy. You can't.
Exactly.
So I'll tell you a story. Jeff Van Gundy told us this story. He said that Bill Parcells.
I'll tell you why Jeff just brings chills to my body whenever I hear him because I had a workout here in Houston, and it's the only workout in my life that just broke my spirit. Like, what? I hear the name Jeff Van Gundy, I'm like, oh, God.
What'd he do?
Hold on. You tell yours first.
So we had – I've never gone through a workout this way. So I was trying to come back after my accident, and he was head coach here.
Oh, this is after the injury.
After my injury, right? And he's like, okay, Jay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do 7 spots. You have a minute from each spot to tell me – to show me how many shots you're going to make. So, hey, you know, NBA – 7 spots first, so mid-range, and then we drop back to NBA range, and then you do the windshield wiper drill, right? So ultimately, it was 14 spots, stationary shooting, and then it was 3 spots on the move, right? So I just gave you 17 spots, right? 17 minutes. So he's like, I want to see how many shots you make in 17 minutes, right?
17
so
I'm like, minutes?
That's okay. A long time.
I'm like, three all right, minutes 7 spots, mid-range, 7 spots, 3-pointer. I think I can do this, okay. So, like, I'm thinking, like, 1 or 2 managers. You know, there's, like, 9 managers on the court. Like, so, like, I'm, like, in the first spot, I'm like, all right, first one goes up, and the ball's, like, boom, right? I'm like, oh, I didn't get down from jumping yet, the ball's. So, you start getting competitive.
Yeah.
By the time I got to the windshield wiper drill, I have no idea. But by the time I got to, like, the last 3 spots where it's, like, run baseline to elbow, elbow to baseline, back, I was so dead. I looked at him, and he had this really weird – like his arms across this really weird Jeff Van Gundy smirk on his damn face. And I was just like, I'm not ready to play. I'm never going to come back. And Jeff Van Gundy, still the name to this day, just breaks my soul. You saw me. I just shriveled up and became someone so small.
Because Jeff Van Gundy out of season is the best guy in the world. Jeff Van Gundy in season is
a different person.
Like, it's something I've never
seen.
He's a totally different person. So yeah. Jeff Van Gundy was at Jets practice, and it was Bill Parcells. And Van Gundy and Parcells are close. And Van Gundy loves football. He thinks that's
He loves Parcells.
And he said, hold on, Jeff. Key, come over here. Key was 2 years in the league.
Okay.
He said, You like good food? You like good restaurants? Jeff said, oh, yeah. He goes, this guy, Keyshawn, tell him one of your favorite places. He did. He goes, he's the best. This is the guy you need to talk to. He goes, Do you like nice clubs and nice places to go to? And Jeff said, I'm not really a club. He goes, he's the best. He's the best. And he's you like nice clothes? He goes, no, it's Jeff Van Gundy. No, I don't care. He goes, well, if you ever do, you know somebody who does? Nobody knows a better tailor than him. Jeff, do you like to win? He goes, I love to win. Well, don't ask him because he didn't know a thing about winning. Use it on him.
Yeah, but you know, he always talks about Bill, and Bill's reached out to me, man. Like, when we first did the show, like, Bill came in the show, and I looked down at my DM, I'm like, I have a direct message from Bill Parcells? what the hell? Is that Bill?
Yeah.
And I literally spent an hour with him on the phone. He was like, this is who Key is. This is how he goes about his work.
Oh,
this
man.
Is how you should attack Key. Stand strong. And I was like, I blinking love you, Bill.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because he knows everything.
Yes.
Everything is a healthy competition, which, you know, we've talked a little bit about the Caitlin Clark thing. You guys had to spend a lot of time with it. I played a ton of ball growing up. I've been around sports my whole life. My dad was a coach, and we've been in the business. And, you know, for me, it was like, okay, to me, this is really a simple thing. I know about when Caitlin Clark did that to the Louisville girl number 10, who was,
Haley,
you know,
Van Lith,
yeah. I know, look, do I think it was extra? Yeah, I think Angel was extra after the game. I think what we love to see is after the combat, like, with the greatest talk, the two greatest trash talkers I've ever seen, other than Muhammad Ali, is Mayweather and Conor McGregor. But even after their matches, there's like a healthy respect after combat. And we just kind of we didn't get that, which we all wanted to see it at the end of it. Because I'll tell you something, Caitlin Clark brought me to that game. Like, she put eyes on that game without a doubt. And then what I found when I was there was like, LSU can ball. No. I was super impressed with the game, Jay. So, I was impressed with the game
itself. So what did you guys glean from this morning? All of that talk about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
That you
what
did, happened? Yeah.
So it's like, you know, my thing on Angel is that, was it a little bit extra? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Could it have been given a technical foul? Sure.
Well, but that was – I'm talking about after the game because
at the end.
First of all, it was poorly officiated.
I'm talking about when she was on the court at the end and she's following Caitlin around.
Oh, yeah.
Pointing towards her finger, right. Doing all this
in her
face.
Was the game still going on?
Yes,
or was it over?
It was about –
technically.
It was in the last minute of the game.
So, like, you know, you can give her a technical foul for that. Like, it's not going to help Iowa win the game or not.
Right.
I have no problem with that criticism. I'm realistic about it. When there are certain people in media that start this trend of calling her – a classless piece of,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh no, I'm not going to allow you to do that. She's a 20-year-old young person that got extra hype about this, but I'm not going to allow you to frame her character that way. Or Keith Olbermann, and I put names like that first, that was Dave Portnoy. I'm like, Dave, stop. You're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or Keith, who calls her a blinking idiot. And I'm like, but Keith, do you even understand context about Caitlin or where it comes from? So I guess the reality is, you know, also, the way the media has built up Caitlin Clark, well, she deserves all of it, but we labeled her as a competitor,
mm-hmm.
right?
Trash talking and stuff.
And then it's like, well, the labeling of Angel seemed differently. And I guess I played with some of the biggest trash talkers.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Payton, Michael Jordan.
GP was
Kobe
insane.
Bryant. These dudes said insane things, fans didn't see it.
Well, but you,
so you would never.
But after it, afterwards.
Oh, no, it always went. It never stopped with these dudes.
Yeah,
all the time.
But after the game, then they go, hey, good game.
So, you know, I laugh. You know, you ever see Prince, he does a Dave Chappelle skit.
Yeah.
Where he's like, maybe you guys can come back to my house for some pancakes, blinks, right? He says it. Like, it's like a really funny line. I've literally had, I'm not even going to tell you their name. I've had two guys that people would deem as being the most ultra-competitive dudes of all time, but the classiest, that literally would shake my hand and shake me like, how do you feel about that, you little it didn't stop.
Coach,
letters in my locker from players. I got things sent to my crib from players that went on my team, reminding me of the little B I was. That it was all going. But I'm here for it. I'm all here for it. And by the way, it's like, I'll tell you guys one last thing. Like, and this is what Caitlin has to go against. And this is something real in the black community. Like, I play in all black AAU teams.
Mm-hmm.
I've also went to a high school that was all white. So I've seen how that works.
Right? Sides,
I've seen the all-white AAU team come in to the all-black environment, and they'd be like, oh, we're going to punk them.
Uh-huh.
Right? They're from the suburbs.
Right.
It's an economic, it's a socioeconomic thing too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's certain players that are like Tyler Hero in the NBA. He's like, at the end of the game, like, we try. We can't do nothing.
Right,
this dude
is
real.
Right.
Like, there's a reason why Alexis Morris, literally there's a tweet out where she's like, yo, the realest player in game of basketball right now is Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she says it before
she
the game,
had
so they recognize it.
She had respect. Yeah.
That's
Jay,
what comes
my
along
thing, though.
With
this is
it.
My thing, though. Twitter has become we deserve to be in everyone's business about everything.
Agreed.
We as a society think we should be in everyone's business. But the fact is, most people, and this is growing up in a sports family, you don't want to know how the sausage is made.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to know how the sausage is made. And once they do, it's pearl clutching. The reality is, now we know more now because everything is hyper-focused, hyper-sensitive. There's more cameras in the stadium. There's more cameras on different players. The reality is I just think that, okay, Angel Reese was extra – But that's where it should end. Like, it shouldn't. Who cares?
Kaylin Clark was even mad at it. She's not mad at it. Why are you?
Because I have to be full. Because that's Twitter. I have to defend.
Wait
you.
A minute. Hold on. I need to get in here and tell you what I think.
All right, we got
a
break. Yeah. Let's talk about the guys tonight when we come back. You got time? Are you hanging with us?
Man, I'm hanging.
All right. We got Jay Williams with us in studio here at ESPN 97.5. You can tweet us if you got a question for at Real Jay Williams or at John Granato at Lance Zierlein at R Has No Jay. Morley is what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about if you have an issue legally with somebody, then you've got the Morley Law Firm here for you. I'm thinking about calling them, as a matter of fact, because I'm having an issue with an insurance company that's not coming up with the right money. I got hit by and I'm going to use the Morley Law Firm for this. If they don't come up with the money, that's going to be my first call to the Morley Law Firm, because they will listen to the Morley Law Firm. They're not listening to me. You don't want to listen to me? That's fine. How about this? I sick the Morley Law Firm on you. And if you're getting jobbed by an insurance company, by a doctor, by the police, if you're getting worked over and you need representation, you need somebody that is going to stand for you and do the right thing for you, that's the Morley Law Firm. They're here for you, okay? You give them exactly what's going on in your life. You give them and a free consultation, and then they'll tell you whether or not they can take your case. They've got experience in just about everything. So if you're looking for that law firm that's going to be on your side, make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or MorleyLaw.com.
This is ESPN 97.5.
We just want to take it off. Blame it on the alcohol.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John, Lance, and Jay Williams in studio with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Am I crazy? I'm only thinking, we just had Paul Biancardi on. He says it's going to be a close game. I think an era
it ain't
can handle.
I'm thinking
they're going to slow UConn down on the outside. I'm thinking it's a close game. Not only a close game, but San Diego State might win.
That's what you think?
That's what I think.
Wow. So here's what I need to happen in order for that to go. Bradley, so when he came out and he got going against FAU, right? I was like, I don't understand sometimes, and this is where I think coaches are their worst enemy. And I'm not saying Brian Dutcher is his own worst enemy, but like, when a guy is cooking, like, why do they keep going to other sets? Keep going back to the set that has allowed the guy to cook. When he scored on
the NBA points. Has that down.
Yes. We run it until the wheels fall off. Keep running. Mm-hmm. Eventually, we ran the same play in college. Eventually, you have to find a way to stop it if you can't. I just think Bradley has to be exceptional today. I think they're just facing a juggernaut, man. And I know how strong and physical they are. Me personally, tonight I'm taking the points.
Well, then why are they a four seed? Why did they falter during the regular season? Wasn't like
they were number two in the country at one point.
At one point, yeah. But then they fell. Okay, then they fell.
Who cares about that? Who are they now?
No. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Who they're on a roll now, but they're not infallible. They're not infallible. And by the way, San Diego State plays the perimeter as well as anybody.
Mensah can
and Hawkins might have a problem tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
He might have a problem.
You do have a. I mean, look, you've got. You're going to have to challenge the two bigs, which is going to be very, very difficult. They're going to get extra shots. I just think when you play at the pace and tempo they play at and you shoot it the way they shoot at, it's like a Tyson matchup where you're going to get flurried on. You cannot let your guard down, because we saw Gonzaga was out of the game. They had a bad stretch and they were out of the game. It turns into a boat race, because I don't think you can really come back from 12 down against UConn. Not now. Not the way this team's
playing. No. But you might not get.
And does San Diego State have enough offense to do
it? So that's the question, too. Because at times their offense becomes stagnant.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You're like, man, you guys are going 6 or 7 minutes without scoring a bucket here. Like, we can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, your physicality and your defense can keep you in the game for so long, but you can't keep treading water like that when another team has three pros that can get the game up and down.
Well, let's face it. If they were down to like they were to FAU, they wouldn't have won the game against UConn. They just wouldn't. Yeah. They can't go down 14. They can't go down
14. Oh, can I just tell you something I thought was so impressive about Lamont Butler last game?
Yeah.
You know, so many players shrink in those type of moments, especially when they hit that corner. Like, if you're not sure whether your foot was out of bounds or not, like 90% of players pick up their dribble, and they're trying to find some way to get the shot. Like, for him to pull the ball back out, keep the ball alive, have awareness on where the clock was, he hits the guy with a hesitation. I don't know if you guys see it. He literally hits him with a freeze where the ball sticks, and then he takes one dribble and doesn't go too deep. Right? Like, that's a skill set I just don't see a lot of college players have today.
He didn't get too deep into the defender. He didn't fade. He went straight up
and straight down.
Yep. Yep.
Which a lot of guys have a tendency to fade when they are in a last second situation. Yeah. They will fade, and instead of just going up and shooting your shot in rhythm and in balance, it was a great shot.
Chris Jenkins' response to it. Only in Houston.
Only in Houston.
Yeah, only in Houston. That was awesome. Houston. I think we're going to have a good game tonight. I do. I think we're going to have a real good game tonight.
I think that UConn covers, and I'm taking the under.
I know. I think we're in the –
Everybody. They've been killing everybody. I'm the minority in this one, right? Yeah. Not, ain't many people think San Diego State's
going to
win.
We won a championship. We won every game by double digits.
Yeah.
And we were in close games. It just – like the last part of the game for me is I think where UConn is going to have a major advantage. Like, those offensive rebounds, like what you saw them do, like, and San Diego State got a lot too, but like the controlling of the boards and those fouls, I think are going to start accumulating for those San Diego State.
Jay, do you like a lot of? Do you like the fact that college basketball is kind of stuck in a time warp?
No, I hate it.
Okay, and I mean that from the sense of, because it really is. It truly is stuck in a time warp where it's the sets for the bigs, and it's kind of cool to see that bigs still are a factor in the low post, but the game hasn't really progressed. It's still micromanaged by coaching a lot, and it's also the reason that some of these teams are Cinderellas that can get further. But
why is that a problem, though? I like it better in the pro game, if you want to know the truth.
Well, that's why I want to get your take on what do you mean by that? Because what I mean by stuck in the past is it's not necessarily always bad. I like that we still have bigs that have low post, but they haven't really progressed towards some of what the NBA does best, which is exploit weaknesses.
Oh, as it relates to like individualized matchups and keep going back to the same thing we just talked about Bradley. Talked about it, I can see a lot of scheming. I do love the college game. I think that I have a hard time trying to understand like why we're still playing two halves. And it's about money. I get it. I don't know why we're not at quarters. Like the women's game.
Yeah, we said that earlier.
Quarters, all right. Yeah. Like, or the advancing of the ball when it's called time on the backcourt. Just advance the ball. Like, why aren't there certain things that just make the pace of the game faster and better?
We don't talk about that.
More scoring is the better, right? Like,
I guess, but hasn't the NBA gotten way overboard on that?
But, like, you're also going to have those teams that have styles, right? Like, styles win fights, right? Mm-hmm. So you're still going to have those teams like a UVA, right?
Houston,
who, like, you're still going to have that. But still, you can have the game advance and still have styles.
Yeah.
The game feels like it's stuck in that time for me.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah, yeah, in that way, absolutely. But I like that the big men. You can actually you can play some back to the basket and it's not all three point. It's not all three point shots. Yeah,
I'll tell you what really hurts, and I see it on the ESPN side too. Is unless there are players for us to market, like next year, we are going to just get ready, buckle in. We're going to market the hell out of Bronny James.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He's going to be everywhere.
I know.
It is what it is. You're going to see the Louisville kids, DJ Wagner, the son of, DeJuan Wagner, who was the same draft class with me, Milt Wagner, played at Louisville. They're going to be marketed everywhere. So it makes it easier for us to bring a lot of the casual fans.
Yeah.
But it's hard to bring casual fans because they have no idea who these kids are. They haven't heard about them.
And the one and done is hurt, I think.
Transfer portal.
Absolutely.
Every single year, kids are just leaving.
Except. Man,
I like it though.
Look at Texas. Their whole team was transfer portal. They were good, really good, and fun to watch. A really good team. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind the transfer portal at all or paying them. Charles Oakley here. Let's talk about that in the NBA. Charles Oakley had this to say about the NBA after LeBron and Steph and KD leave.
I mean, it's a lot of hoop and holler about these three or four new guys coming, Ja Morant, Zion. The NBA is going to be in their hand next 5 years after Curry, LeBron, KD, all them guys leaves. I think the NBA might have a little problem trying to find the next superstar, because especially when LeBron leaves, the icon, what he brought for 20 years at a high level, speaking up, holding people accountable on the floor and off the court.
Well, we saw this after Jordan, that the NBA hit a lull, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to see it again?
Well, what about Giannis?
Yeah. No. Well, is Giannis, 20... does he have the star power? Even on your network, we don't see him as much.
I mean, we talk about Giannis every single
we
day.
We love, I mean,
is it
he and Jokic and Bede,
yeah,
but do they have the same star
power? Yeah,
now,
Jokic...
now, maybe that's where Wembanyama comes in. Because he has a chance to be a generational.
See, I feel like the thing that's made LeBron so different is his willingness and openness to talk about so many things outside of basketball.
Yeah.
Well, he wins at a high level, so he's a polarizing. I mean, look, I try to tell people all the time. Media kills me some days. Like, we'll come in and like Jokic to have a 40-point triple double, and LeBron to have like 8 points in a win, and be like, are there problems with the Lakers? LeBron, I'm like, that's what we're leading with? But that's me. That's how they frame it around him.
A star.
Because he moves the needle. Yeah. Whereas the Joker, for the everyday viewer, they're like, okay.
Plus,
he's a glorified dad bod.
Plus,
right.
Plus
but
the Joker's only there because he's white. I mean, we know that, right?
You have these lame narratives. Yeah, you do.
It really is.
What Kendrick said was, that was all.
I can't. I want to have a high-level intellectual conversation today. I'm not going there.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
It's unfortunate that right now what we've got.
I love Perkins, my guys. Can't.
What we've got right now is we've got what Jokic does is unbelievable. We think our guy Şengün is being slept on a little bit. Keep sleeping on Şengün. He is. People don't get to see the Rockets play, but he does some things that are really, really terrific. But
sleeping on him in what regard? Like on the national level?
Yeah,
on
the national level.
Because he's the Rockets.
It's the Rockets.
Yeah.
It's the Rockets. Can we just figure out what the hell is going on in the locker room?
Can you?
No, but I'll tell you, people I talk to, man, it's not good. And I feel bad for Silas. You know, I think learning how to hold young players accountable is very tough in today's age when people just want to quit, want to get out. You know, hold them behind.
Isn't that the coach's job, though?
Yes, but there's a reason why Coach K never left to become a pro coach. There's a reason why Tom Izzo was like, it's hard to hold players accountable if the organization can't do that for them.
Right. Well, we had Kelvin Sampson on, and he was coaching in the pros, and he says, hey, I want you to come back and get some rebounds, you know. I want you to come out on the perimeter to stop a three-point. This guy's killing you on the three-point shot. I want you to get out the perimeter. He goes, Coach, I got a rebounding clause in my contract. I can't be out there. And he was like, are you kidding me?
But he also said this, and this is true, and I've run this by some like GMs to see their thoughts on this. He said, Kelvin Sampson told us on the show, I said, how do you change culture? We're watching the Rockets try to, you know, they got to change culture. He said, the most important thing about changing culture, the most important is you cannot be afraid of conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Confrontation. You must not be afraid of confrontation.
And that's not Steven Silas.
And so with a team that doesn't need confrontation, that's got veterans, Silas would probably be great with them. Rudy too knew how to finesse relationships with players, but this team is going to unfortunately need somebody who's not afraid of confrontation, because there's probably going to be confrontation now that the team has been allowed to do whatever they want for a certain amount of time. Somebody's going to come in and find that the players are going to buck back against them. And at some point, there's going to be some guys that get moved out of here.
Well, that's what it comes down to. At the end of the day, when you're building the culture, you need to have the backing by ownership, right, and higher brass to say, look, I know you guys drafted this dude with a high draft pick, but this cat ain't willing to be bought into what we're trying to build. He got to go. Because I think players respond like, oh, they just let him go? Damn, they didn't let me go easily. Mm-hmm. So it puts everybody in line. It puts everybody on notice. Or if you have your star player that is echoing what the head coach is saying,
then that matters.
And then you create that. But if you don't have that, man, you're not going to be able to
establish
culture.
And it's got to be one of the better. Although, you know, I guess the Rockets had a little bit with Trevor Ariza.
Yep.
PJ Tucker had some. And then, you know, ultimately he and James and Chris had a falling out. And you know, that'll happen too when you have big personalities.
Here's the thing, though, too, Jay. Listen, they got rid of Christian Wood this last offseason because – well, the stories that we heard about that. But if I'm Jalen Green or I'm Alpi or I'm any of the guys that are going to make another team, I'll then get rid of me. You know what? That's all we've done is lose here anyway. Well, I'm going to have that attitude.
So if that's your attitude, then get out.
Yeah, then you don't need to
be here. I don't want players that don't want to be here. Like for me, I guess
coach?
It's almost like Chicago. About it. It's like one of the things I did in Chicago, which it rubbed people the wrong way, but it was against what I was trying to do. So literally, Michael Jordan's locker is empty. Okay, and I'm not Michael Jordan. I'm not ever proclaiming to be, but I'm like, yo, man, like, I'm trying to sit there. I want to win. So when we lose back-to-back games and guys are going out, I'm like, yo, why are you guys going out? We just lost by 20 to Dallas. Like, what happened? Mm-hmm. So like, that was my energy. I wanted to be there. I didn't mind confrontation. I didn't mind people pushing. Why would you take my – yo, I want that to rub off on me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I want to be that. Why am I being criticized for wanting to be that?
Mm-hmm.
And like, so – but, like, it takes somebody to want to be here to keep people accountable.
So
you got to find that.
Chris Paul, I had a lunch with Chris Paul, and he was there to talk to Jarrett Stidham about whether or not he should go pro. It was Tad Brown, who was the president of the team. Mm-hmm. His son-in-law was at Auburn, was a quarterback. And so there was a group of people, and I got invited to this. And one of the things Chris Paul said at this luncheon was, he said one of the things, it was Van Gundy was there, Daryl Morey, like it was an interesting, Ted Johnson, who won Super Bowl champion with the Patriots. And what he told us was, it was one of the most impactful things that I've ever listened to. He said, one of the things that was most disappointing to me was it was my second or third year in the league when I realized that there weren't a lot of guys who wanted to win as bad as I did. He goes, I assumed everyone in the league was like that.
Very different.
And when I realized what a small percentage it was, he said, and it disappointed me. And then I realized this is going to be easier for me to be a really good NBA player. He said, because I'm going to have the advantage on a lot of stuff.
You'd be amazed at how many people you lose by 20 points. They come, the first thing they're looking at is the box score, looking at what they got.
Yep.
You have people looking at a game. Because it's like on younger teams, you're incentivized by what your numbers are,
right?
Not by what our numbers are to win. So you have to have people that are cut from a different cloth. And I think that's sometimes I think what management misses out on. They do such a great job trying to focus on who has the individual physical talent.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where all the extra testing comes in about who are you as an individual?
Well, that's why chemistry does matter.
Absolutely. We got to break it. It's 9:33, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got Jay Williams in studio with us here. Don't you go anywhere. I got to talk right now about, okay, so we got the game tonight. If you want to bet on this, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You know what else is this week? Masters. You want to bet on it? You can take prop bets. You can take guy against guy. You can take... There's great odds on really good players because it's so hard to win Masters. Who's going to win? Do you think you know? You're going to get great odds. Who are you going to pick to win the Masters this week? You can do it all at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Your initial deposit, if you're just a first-timer, your initial deposit, they will match up to 50%, up to $2,000. Well, they'll give you an extra $1,000 if you put in $2,000. They'll give you an extra $25 if you put in $50. 50% of whatever you put in, they will match and give you that much more to play with. So if you're looking for a great way to get started at mybookie.ag, put in promo code BET975 and let's go. Let's play. Let's win. Let's get paid. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.
You gonna answer that?
To call in.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.